our meditation. Life is an endless river. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Philosophy and University of Healing at Campo, California, with Creative Philosophy Vignettes. The title of the vignette today is Meditation. Endless Rivers. Our life is an endless river. It is immortal. It goes on eternally, forever and ever and ever. It flows over rocks, it flows over canyons, it cuts away into hillsides, and it builds up deltas. It is a wonderful river, an eternal, endless river, going on immortally. And you say, well, this is a physical world, and this physical world may come and go. Oh yes, that's true. Just as the adventures we have in our lifetime, we come and go in these adventures. We come and go in these wonderful opportunities we have of experiencing ourselves in magnificent ways. Magnificent ways that we would never imagine if we had seen it from the beginning. As we watch movies or videos here on campus, we choose not to have a television. We choose not to be connected to the television. We choose to be very selective about the videos that we watch. Now, some of the videos we watch seem to be filled with a lot of violence. And we think that they're going to be mellow videos, beautiful, gentle, uplifting videos. But there's a lot of violence here. And so we say to ourselves, well, why is this? We are so selective of videos that we want to watch, that they're uplifting and that they're harmonious and they're joyous. And why is it that we have selected a video that has violence in it? Well, as we finish listening to the video, we gather and we say together, what is the redeeming quality of this video that we have just watched? What is the redeeming quality of the video that we have seen? We have seen the river of life running over rocks and going through terrible experiences and good experiences and all sorts of experiences. And in the end, the final result that in the videos that we watch, truth wins out. That which is beautiful and good comes to the fore. That which is tested, that which is testing the real merit, the metal of the beings in the video. Those who stand forth for whatever the principle is they believe in, and the principle we like to think is good, but whatever the principle they believe in, that principle is redeemed, is their redeeming quality. That principle is what they shine forth as the movie develops. Now, our life is like a movie. In fact, it is a game that we play. A game that we have chosen to play and chosen to enjoy. And as we choose this game, we are living a wonderful, dynamic, vital meditation. It's a meditation in many areas. Oh, there are billions of people on the face of the earth, 6-7 billion people. And each one of these 6-7 billion people is living a different vignette, is living a different creative philosophy story that tells of their attitude toward life, of their expectations of life, of their revelations of life, what they reveal of the divine within themselves. Now, what are these people revealing of the divine within themselves? Well, some are revealing illnesses, some are revealing tragedy, some are revealing lack, limitation, and others are revealing abundance, others are revealing health, others are revealing a dynamic, wholesome, wonderful life. Now, what is the life that you and I individually would say we'd like to live? Well, we say we like to live a wholesome, vital, dynamic, healthy life. We'd like to be independently wealthy. We'd like to have all these things. Well, the only answer we can have right now is you can't have that. You cannot have those things so long as you think upon the things you don't want. If you think upon illness, then illness is going to be yours, whether you like it or not. If you think upon limitation, limitation is going to be yours, whether you like it or not. If you think about anything contrary to, so to speak, what you say you want, then that's what you're going to experience. Now, you say, well, why don't I experience the things that I want to experience? Because you tell yourself you are not experiencing it. But I'm not experiencing it yet. That's true, you're not experiencing it yet. But the thing is, you never will experience it until you start saying, I am independently wealthy. Until you start saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Until you say, I am a genius. Until you say, I am the creator of my world, the revealer of my world. I'm revealing all those things that already exist. I'm merely putting my attention to those things that already exist. Now, if you're going to write a story, and that story is going to be on peace on earth, well, you're certainly not going to write a story about war and conflict. If you write a story about war and conflict, that's what you're going to experience. But if you're going to write a story about peace and love and joy and harmony among peoples, among nations, among yourself and your inner self, then that's what you'll experience. That's what I'll experience. It's so simple. So yet diametrically opposed to what we really have been taught all of our life. We're taught to be our neighbor's keeper. We're taught to be our brother's keeper. We're taught to go out and try to take care of the world. Hey, what we should be taught is that we should be an example of whatever it is we believe. And if we believe in health and harmony and happiness and good relationships among peoples and ourselves, then that's what we should do. Wherever we go, we should be peace. We should be peace personified in our life, in our affairs, in our thoughts. Wherever we go, to whomever we're speaking, we look at the world and we don't see a world in conflict. We see a world in peace. We see the trees growing. We see them dying and being reborn again. We see their seeds constantly. It's a pattern. Now, true, this might be a boring world, but what if you and I were only to see trees vital, dynamic, and alive? What if we were to only see trees that are living in perpetuity and that are whole and perfect all the time? They never die. They never become dust. They never fade away. That's the principle. That's the obvious, fantastic symbol of what a tree is. But what do? We look at the tree as something that comes and goes, just like we look at man as something that comes and goes. Now, who created man dying? Certainly not the infinite creative cause. Its capacity is for life only. And so dying, where does it come in? Dying is an illusion that we have created for ourselves as a game to play because we think it's fun. We want to have manipulation over our body, manipulation over our life, manipulation over others, manipulation over our world. We want to see our world be a catastrophic explosion blowing up now and then, and the tectonic plates moving across the face of the earth and changing its complexion. Is that what we want? Well, it appears that that is what we want. For that's what we have been meditating upon. But today, you and I, we can fool everybody. We can start meditating on the truth. We can start meditating on the divine. We can start meditating on the fact that we are a river of life. We are an endless river. Each of us is an endless river, flowing eternally through the pathways of joy and peace and harmony, through the pathways of eternal life, through the pathways of experiences that delight us, uplift us, and make us feel so joyful, so wonderful, so fantastic. But that's who we are. Are you ready for such an experience? Are you ready for such a magnificent expression of who you are? If you are, then that expression is ready to be dealt with in your life and my life right now. I live in paradise. Join me. Paradise is just a thought away, and it's an endless river that you are and that I am. This creative philosophy vignette is just a little short indication of the adventure you can take as you put causes in motion for wholeness, right action, peace, and harmony right now as I am doing in my life. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.